With the McDonald's app, you can get your favorite thing delivered to your door. So if you were looking for a reason to skip washing those dishes you left in the sink, consider this a sign. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Right now, get $0 delivery fee with any purchase of $15 or more, only in the app. At participating McDonald's, minimum purchase excludes tax and service fees. Delivery prices may be higher than in restaurants. Other fees may apply, not valid with any other offer, discount, or coupon.
The Play Mornings with Stephen John Replay.
Good morning, world.
It is April 25th, 2024.
And what day of the week is it?
It is a Thursday.
I really thought I was going to catch you in that.
No, yesterday you would have. Yesterday you absolutely would have. Not today.
All week, both John and I have been a day ahead of schedule. We've thought interviews are coming in a day early. We've just thought that, you know, the weekend was coming faster, and it is still a day away. So I hope I'm not bursting anyone else's bubble right now in saying that.
I think if you're bursting their bubble now, it's a little late in the week to have their bubble bursted knowing that tomorrow is Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we can just be like, this is Friday, Junior. It's no big deal. Just one extra day to work.
Exactly.
Yesterday, Kim Kardashian made headlines, surprisingly, when she said that a coffee cup with a cardboard sleeve on it makes her cringe.
Yeah.
And she has to ask somebody to take the sleeve off for her because she just can't handle the sound.
That's so weird. It's cardboard on cardboard. Like styrofoam on styrofoam, I completely understand. But cardboard on cardboard, I don't think it sounds that bad.
It does have a bit of a grinding texture to it.
Yeah, but she said it's like nails on a chalkboard, bitch.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
You know what, though, John? Yeah. We all do have our own heebie-jeebie-inducing things.
Not me. I'm perfect.
Oh, okay. Well, my brother can't handle unfinished wood. Like sanded unfinished wood. So, for instance, a popsicle stick.
Oh.
He can't have popsicles. And if his son ever has popsicles and, like, leaves the stick around, he has to go get an oven mitt to pick it up.
Oh, your poor brother.
I know. But then there's me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, it's mustard.
Yeah. Now, you do not vibe with a lot of condiments.
It just makes me feel so gross. Like, just thinking about it, it's bright yellow, and then it loves to stain. Like, if you have a Corel plate, just picture where the mustard, like, dropped off your hot dog, and then you put water on it, but there's still a yellow stain on there. Like, how gross. And then for some reason, it tastes like vinegar and dirt mixed together. Mustard is awful.
Well, that's what mustard is, vinegar and mustard seeds. Well, I have to complain. I have one.
See, you're not perfect. What is it?
Glossy paper.
Oh, are you kidding me? You were saying Kim Kardashian was lame for having
No. When your fingernails rub against them, or like, when your fingers rub against them and they go, like, oh, man.
And it just slips all over the place?
No, not,
When your fingers, like, stay to it.
Yeah.
Oh. John is jumping up and down over there. He's so grossed out by his own.
Oh, man. A Chicago landmark they call the Rat Hole was removed yesterday after officials determined the section which had the imprint of the animal was damaged and it needed to be replaced. What does that mean? Essentially, there was a hole that had like the outline and the engraving of a rat, and then they filled it up.
Where?
In Chicago.
I know in Chicago, but like in a sidewalk or something?
Oh, yeah, just a sidewalk.
And it was a landmark?
Yeah, no, huge. Like, I saw it all over the place. And I have a few ideas on actually how that hole got there, because nobody seems to know.
Okay.
Okay, number one, the rat, it got struck by lightning, and then, like, it kind of infused into the cement.
Ew, okay.
Okay, well, if that didn't work for you. Number two, you know in movies how they have, like, those hand scanners sometimes on doors? You put your hand in and, like, open secret doors?
Yeah.
It's that for rats. So
oh,
they
my
do,
gosh.
When nobody's around, like, they get in, and then the sidewalk opens, and then they go to, like, their lab rat.
Their lab
laboratory.
Or, they have to have a resort or something under there.
You think so?
It would be pretty sad if it was like, look, this is a secret door for rats, but once you get in here, you're in a lab and we're doing tests on you.
Oh, no, but if it's rats doing tests on other rats, I think that's okay.
Sure,
like
if they signed
them.
Up and get a payout.
No, they trick them. They're like, oh, what's this hole? They go in and then it opens up. Yes, you made this so much better.
1, 2, 3. You know when you have to call a call center and you kind of block off 3 hours of your day?
Yeah.
Because, like, you never know how long it's going to take. You're going to be on hold for a couple hours, and they're going to have to transfer you to a supervisor, to a this, to a that. Yeah. So I have had this company credit card for Girl Guides that hasn't worked since December because I've just been putting off calling the company. It just is like, ugh. Well, yesterday I finally decided, you know what? The Girl Guide year is almost over. It's time for me to get this card working again.
Okay.
So I gave them a call and they asked me for my business phone number. And I was like, I don't know my business phone number. And so I said, okay, I just got to look it up in my email. And she said, why don't you hang up and call back? And I was like, excuse me. I didn't say that to her.
You should have.
I just give me one sec. I think I'll find it. And then she repeated that about four times. Why don't you hang up and call back? And I was like, I swear I'm not taking that long. I finally got off the phone and I looked and it had only been 3 minutes from the start of the phone call, from me pressing one for English and typing in my credit card number and doing all that, to her finally convincing me to hang up and call back.
You did?
I did. I didn't know. I was like, I feel bullied. I need to get out of here. I allotted 3 hours for this call, and 3 minutes later, she is saying, leave me alone, go away. Anyway, the second I hung up, of course, was when the email surfaced with the phone number I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I called back, and I went through the English, and I typed in my credit card number, and I did all the things. And then the person on the other line monotonely asked me all the questions, and I was like, I know that you're asking me the exact same questions as last time, and it could be anyone, but I'm pretty sure you're the lady I just talked to.
So no.
I said, like, oh, was it you I was just talking to? And she was like, yes, it was. Can I have your this, please? And I was like, how come you don't have a personality? Like, I am a win at a call center call. I am really nice all the time. Yeah. I'm patient. And this lady, she didn't like me.
Well, maybe that's the problem with you in call centers, is because a lot of the time they can't hang up. They need a reason to hang up. So, like, they need you to swear at them. So maybe you're a call center's worst nightmare.
No.
Yeah, maybe word got around that this phone number is, it's just a nightmare.
No, usually I'm saying, you have a great day. And she says, no, you have a great day. And I'm like, oh, yes, an excellent day. Have an even better day. And we usually are, you know, like, I love you. I love you. It's a big thing. This lady, I didn't love her. I didn't say it.
I ended up cleaning my toilet out of the blue last night, and I am not too happy about it.
Really? I thought you'd be like, now I have a clean toilet.
I would be, but once a month I like to do a deep clean on my whole house, and now I feel like it messed up my schedule a little bit. It did.
Okay.
And the reason why I needed to clean my toilet is a lot more annoying than a good reason.
Okay.
All right. So, it's springtime, which means it's spider season.
Uh-huh.
And as somebody who lives in a basement suite, spider galore. It's like spider Las Vegas down there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay. I guess let's just dive into it. I felt I needed to use the facilities. So I went to the washroom. As a man, I have the luxury of just being able to do it however I want, standing up, sitting down, whatever. So today, or yesterday, I decided to be risky. I stood up during the entire thing.
To be risky?
Well, because usually, sitting down, you can't make a mess.
Okay.
Standing up always has risks towards it. The risk and reward for standing up is, it's pretty wide margin.
Okay.
So I'm just standing there, letting loose, and then I feel a tickle. I'm like, oh, it's a hair or something. Whatever. I keep feeling this
so much. I feel uncomfortable.
How do you think I felt? I kept feeling a tickle. And it kept going. And it was like moving its way up my body. So I finally looked down. And as I looked down, I saw one of the biggest, ugliest spiders ever seen. So I start freaking out. And I'm still going. So it's going everywhere, like all over the toilet lid, the bowl. And as like moms can attest out there, it is so difficult to take a toilet lid off to clean it.
But you did it?
I did. And my toilet has never looked cleaner. Thankfully, it didn't get on anything else. No walls, no floors, no sink. If it got in the sink, I would never wash my hands again.
Your landlord's probably like, I'm going to put more spiders down there. It sounds like he deep cleans every time.
Yeah, the damage deposit gone.
My TikTok For You page has been a lot of decluttering tips.
Okay. And I know it's springtime for you.
Yeah. And I found this one kind of home organizer person who has a spiel about, like, here are three things that you can get rid of today and it'll make your house way better. And then it's like, you should either donate or throw out. And if you're mad about throwing things out, she says, stop bringing garbage home.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Yeah. So basically she's like, stop, you know, going to that affordable joy section at the store and being like, oh, it's only $10. This will change my life. It doesn't. It gives you a little boost and that's it. Or stop going to the dollar store and thinking you're going to use something. You don't need to bring a whole cart just because it's a dollar.
Yeah.
So I have felt very interested and I keep looking at her videos because she's got good tips. And one of them was about water bottles.
Okay, water bottles. Yeah.
Like reusable water bottles. So I seem to get gifted them a lot for like swag items and stuff like that. And my cupboard is just absolutely overflowing with them. But I use my Nalgene bottle every single time I need a water bottle. That's the one I reach for. And then I just continuously try to fit another one in there and another one. And then they threaten to fall on my husband's head and he gets mad. And she said, you only use one, maybe two water bottles. Why are you giving them valuable cupboard space? Like, unfortunately, you're the person who brought these extra water bottles home, but they don't need to continue to take up space in your home. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I said that to my husband. I was like, wow, I've been listening to this girl. She's so harsh, but she's so bright. And he was like, I have been telling you this for years. Social media imitates social media. Doesn't it feel like that?
Yeah, I mean, Snapchat had stories, then everything had stories, and now short-form content.
And Reels, and TikTok had video, and now Facebook has Reels, and now Twitter is making its own YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, interestingly, YouTube kind of has felt a little bit untouchable. They have, of course, all the other social platforms have added video, but nobody's really captured the YouTube era that YouTube has.
Yeah, no, definitely.
And now Twitter is like, we're making an app that you can add to your repertoire on your TV. So where you like usually select Netflix or Amazon Prime or YouTube. Now you can also select Twitter.
Okay.
And they're wanting people to upload videos the same way that they do on YouTube and have the same kind of like algorithmic searching stuff. And what they're toting is the reason why you should switch to Twitter YouTube instead of regular YouTube is that there's no ads yet.
So for viewers, that sounds amazing. Who's going to put up content if you're not like making money from it?
Yeah, very good question. And obviously, I mean, we've heard it all before. There's no ads yet.
Yeah.
Like all of our streaming services, the whole thing was, don't worry, you just pay a fee and we cover the rest.
By the way, might I add, Twitter saying they have no ads. Yeah, that, I mean, you might, it's not due to lack of trying, I don't think.
Yeah, mass exodus of advertisers and Elon Musk is trying to get him back, he says. He's trying to make Twitter the everything app. And
okay.
So it sounds like he's just like, I'm going to grab stories from Snapchat. I'm going to grab YouTube from YouTube and see what I can do here.
Okay. You've been making me feel pretty bad lately about my decrepit car.
I've been doing that? Or your car's been doing that?
No, you, because you're like, well, you should have treated it better. You should have done this. You should have done that. Maybe don't drive over potholes on purpose. Stuff like that.
Okay, I'm sorry, John, but these are common sense things that a car owner needs to know. I'm just educating you.
And I would appreciate that if I had a car from this century.
Mm.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because yesterday I was scrolling on the marketplace looking for another car for myself when I stumbled upon the exact same year, exact same model of my car.
And you thought, yes, I'm going to replace my car with this one.
No,
thank
I thought,
goodness.
Why is it going for $500? Let me inquire more. So I messaged the guy, and it turns out what's happening with his car, the exact same thing is happening to my car, like verbatim. So I don't think that I take too much of this blame for my car breaking down.
Oh, you're just trying to say it's the brand's fault?
Oldsmobile? Chevy? Maybe you need to give me a car in retribution if this is happening.
Yeah, because you were the silly guy who bought a car for how much?
$1,500.
Yeah, and what year is it again?
2004. Today, I am joined by Lucas, Oliver, and Island to talk about the upcoming Ecole McTavish charity hockey game with the Autism Society of Wood Buffalo happening. How's it going, everybody?
Good. Breezy.
Great.
Perfect. Now, Mr. Lucas, I will go to you first. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about the game?
Sure. So we have a mixture of kind of staff and students from the game. We have about 9 of our staff playing and about 15 students kind of put into 2 teams. We're playing the game tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Center Fire Place. In the game, we have Haley Runnels and Jason Hamilton as our captains. Jason's sister was actually Jenna Hamilton, who I know was a radio host here in town for a while. And Haley Reynolds is involved in like the women's ball hockey scene here in town. So, and they're also both the leaders of our PEAK organization at the school. So should be fun. They're both excellent people and should be a good time.
Okay, perfect. And in your most unbiased way possible, who do you think is going to win?
Well, being the left wing for Team Runnels, myself, I'm going to say that we are going to win. Unbiased.
Perfect. I love it. And Oliver, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Autism Society of Wood Buffalo?
Yeah. So the Autism Society was formed by a group of parents of children with autism back in 2017. And there's been programs, summer camps, and respite programs since then. We're looking to raise money for them, and 25% of all proceeds from the game will go to them, and it'll help kids, parents use less money and have to spend less money on their children with the programs. And we'll do things like swimming, rock climbing, archery, beach days, riverboat trips for the kids, just make them have a fun time during the summer and for the respite programs.
Perfect. And all people have to do is buy a ticket and have 25% of that immediately goes to you guys?
Yes.
Okay, that's perfect. Again, tickets, $5. And now, Island, why don't you tell us a little bit about the grade 12 graduating class, the whole reason this thing's on?
Yes, so our grad class is really excited for grad night, and a lot of the things we want at grad events need to be paid, and we have been fundraising quite a bit throughout the year. However, the Grad Cup will help to pay for food at grad, which is a big interest from our grad class that we've seen. And any money left over will go towards helping pay for other aspects of grad night or grad events that we have throughout the year.
Perfect. And you said you've done fundraising before. Is this going to be the best one?
Yes, of
course. Yeah, this is going to be the most fun one?
Yes.
And in your most unbiased opinion, who's going to win?
I'm going to have to go with Mr. Clark on this.
Okay.
Excellent choice.
2 for Mr. Clark. Perfect. So tickets, where can they get them?
So they can get tickets at the door. It's actually $10 at the door. But we also have like a silent raffle going on. We got a 50-50 going. So bring cash, have some fun. We got the kitchen open at Center Fireplace. Grab a poutine and you can get them at the door tomorrow. Doors open 5:30.
Perfect. And I just have one more question. Now, Oliver, who do you think is going to win?
I think it's going to be unanimous with this one, actually. I'm going to agree with Mr. Clark. He's he's going to absolutely dust Mr. Hewlin.
Mr. Clark with the clean sweep.
It's going to be GG's for Mr. Hewlin. Mr. Hewlin, that's for you. It's going out there. You're going to get hit hard in the ice, buddy.
I like it. Perfect. Thank you guys so much for coming on and talking with me.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Steph and John Replay.
Find more Steph and John at play1037.ca.